Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Print Life Podcast, Design Tip Friday edition. And today I want to talk about something called the 80-20 rule. This is something that we have been discussing in the Print Life membership since I started it in 2020. And what is the 80-20 rule? I talk about it sometimes on Instagram and always get asked, what is the 80-20 rule? What does that mean? So there was a man named Pareto, Vilfredo Pareto, and he was an economist who essentially created a rule that specifies that 80% of consequences come from 20% of the causes, basically stating that there's this uneven relationship between input and output, and it's not balanced. And I see that a lot in service pattern design, no matter what industry you're in. This essentially means that while we spend a bulk of our time doing research, designing, scanning things in, giving something a recolor, playing with layout, that 80% of our results, it's going to come from the 20% of the marketing, the business, growing your list, driving traffic. It's the 20% that we do that is going to yield 80% of our results. And for any of you out there who love to design, love to create, maybe post to social once in a while, you don't have a list, you work with a studio on consignment, or you're thinking about it, and you really want to have, you want to see some impact, right? Some growth, you want to make a decent living, you want a sustainable income. I highly recommend that you take a look at how much time you're spending on a weekly basis around your marketing. And I know it's hard sometimes for creatives to focus on marketing, which is why I created the Print Life membership, because I realized that a bulk of what we were making as a studio was because of email marketing, building our list, attending trade shows, having an agent represent us, right? And these were all just little blips of things that we do in our business, you know, and they're responsible for a bulk of our sales. If we just focused on design, 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 no matter how beautiful those color palettes, no matter how interesting the design briefs, no matter how fashion forward we are, if we are not investing at least 20% of our time into marketing and list building and relationship building and growth and running and driving the business, we're not going to see the results that we want to see. So even as freelancers, the way that you can put aside 20% of your week would to simply be to put one day aside or one chunk of each day aside, whatever works better for you. For me, it's always better to have that one day a week that I got to get into the headspace of being like the marketer. I got to put that marketing hat on, and then the other days were left for the creative. And that way I didn't feel like I was kind of toggling back and forth between creativity and marketing, even though I believe marketing is quite creative. I did feel like it took a different part of my brain to really dive in and run the business from that perspective, right? So just putting aside one day a week to follow new clients on LinkedIn, maybe connect with them, put together an email marketing campaign, you know, share a few things on social, find a couple new brands to follow, grow that, build that brand list, right? We talk about the brand building list a lot in my space in the Print Life membership, as well as Portfolio Bootcamp, and how important it is to just always be aware of what's happening in your market. And being aware of what's happening in your market, in my opinion, falls a little bit into the 80 and a little bit into the 20, because we do market research before we design. If you're niched down enough and you know who your market is, you know who your target audience is, you know what end use is, then chances are you know that you're going to be doing that research, right? Before you get going with design development, that you're going to be taking a look at the runway. You're going to be taking a look at your design briefs, maybe from the studio you work with. So there's a piece of us that even in the creative headspace, we're still thinking sometimes about our market and who are we designing for and why. While that's important to understand, your market and what's out there. The 20% that I'm speaking of specifically is about just building the list, building awareness of the types of brands that are out there that you might like to work with, connecting with them on LinkedIn, emailing your contact list to see if anybody needs a commissioned piece, sending out an email marketing campaign, deciding to do something bigger. Like for me, there's even what my business coach likes to say is not even the 20%, but the 5%. 5% of the input sometimes can impact our business the most. So even if you're putting 20% aside for marketing, imagine 5 of that 20 is for kind of big picture thinking, right? This is thinking about the different revenue streams and building different revenue streams and taking that bird's eye view of what's working and what's not working. This could be auditing. This could be like, for me, it's coming out and saying, we're going to do a digital show. We're going to do a digital print show. It could be studios coming together to do a show. It could be, you know, kind of thinking outside the box, right? So I always like to say, put a little bit of a time aside for that as well. Although obviously if you're a freelancer, maybe that's not as important to you right now. So you also have to do this based on where you are in your journey, what's important to you, and how you can go about building your marketing, building your list, building connections, building relationships in the industry. So think about your business in terms of that 80-20. And when you go sit down every Monday and you're kind of mapping out your week, whether you are doing a commissioned piece, maybe you're designing a group for a studio, maybe you have a part-time job in-house somewhere, try and leave a little bit of time aside every week to reach out to new clients, to connect, to get your face out there on your socials, maybe go live, maybe share a story. Think about how you can impact those 80% of your results, right? And whatever that looks like for you, try and give yourself that time every single week, consistently for like a 90-day period, and watch how that lends itself to growth. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Print Life Podcast. If you're a service pattern designer who's interested in learning how to design, market, and sell your prints in the fashion industry, I'd love to work with you. Head over to lesliekanahan.com to learn more about how you can get started today. See you next time.